listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Glad to have you along. 10th Region Girls Basketball Tournament right here at Bourbon County High School. Good crowd filtering in. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. The game here that we're going to be calling and bringing to you, it's Nicholas County taking on Mason County. This is a sea of blue. Both teams' school colors, royal blue, and that's the color that is in this gymnasium. These teams come in here opening up this second game of the opening round of this 10th region tournament. When you look at what Nicholas County has done, they come in winners of their last two ball games, so they've won two in a row, and actually they have won, looks like, six of their last seven. So they come in here on a little bit of a winning streak. However, Mason County has beaten this team. The one loss that Nicholas County had during that streak of those six games was to Bourbon County. Ironically, that's where we're sitting. But Mason County defeated Nicholas County earlier. And what do you say, Bobby? Does that give you incentive to try to return the favor? Or Mason County says, we know we can do it?
Well, they know they can do it. But I tell you what, you look at that game, Mason beat them 47-39. And of their 47 points, 30 of them came from a 14-point-per-game average, Alexis Young. She scored 30 points, was 12 of 18 from the two-point line, and made six of her eight free throws. So if Nicholas County, who by and large mirrors the Lady Royals almost all the way down the line with shooting percentages, number of points per game, and so forth, if Nicholas County can corral Alexis Young just a little bit, you may see a very different result this evening.
Well, the way the teams, again, they come in here on a winning streak. It's two in a row for Nicholas County, and again, they have won six of their last seven ball games. Now, Mason County had a winning streak stopped. They had a four-game winning streak stopped in the opening round of the district tournament, where Bracken County beat them in the 39th championship game, a 39th district game, 64-52. But prior to that, it was a four-game winning streak, and again, eight wins in their last nine games. So yeah, these teams have been playing good basketball as they arrive here at regional tournament play. Well, both teams have headed off to the locker room. It's Mason County with a 20-win, 11-loss record, 6-4 in the region overall, 2-1 in their district, 20-11 record for Mason County. Nicholas County with a 22-10 mark. They're 14-4 against regional opponents. Perfect 9-0 within their district. So they went right through that 38th district. Nicholas County, they are under the 12th season of head coach under the direction of Greg Letcher. During those seasons, he's had four district championship tournament crowns, and he's been a runner-up six times. So 10 out of the 12 seasons, Bobby, he's brought a team to this region tournament.
Not a bit surprised. Good tradition there.
And when you look at Mason County, how many times have we seen that this year? Second-year head coach.
Yeah, they're just
many of them.
For some reason, they're just not lasting long in the 2020 era.
Well, second-year head coach Paula Busser, she takes over. Paula Busser, with second-year head coach, 31-29 overall record in her two seasons. She actually took over from Kevin Bundy, who that was the Mason County girls head coach. We remember him from Bishop Brosser.
Absolutely.
When he won the 10th region tournament in 2021. Yeah. He left Brosser after that state tournament appearance, went to Mason County, and now he's gone, and Coach Busser has taken over. 10th region tournament was won back in 2015 by Mason County. Piper Lindsay won that region tournament as the head coach, went to the Final Four in Rupp. They were a 10th region runner-up under Brad Cox. Piper Lindsay, hadn't thought about that name in a while, from down in Barron County in Glasgow. Her dad, Billy, was a football coach.
Well,
so sports in the background.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
But we got new coaches, and here we go. Both teams in the locker room as Nicholas County is now coming out. We are inside of 4 minutes away from tip-off. A two-minute break when we come back. More pregame right here in 2 minutes on your Gateway Sports Station.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Tenth Region Girls Tournament right here at Bourbon County. In the opening game, it was George Rogers Clark advancing to the semifinals as they took out Scott High School 61-33 in the opening game. We're going to be bringing you this one. It's Mason County taking on Nicholas County, both teams with 20-plus wins. And Bobby, we were looking off mic at some of the stats. It doesn't look like they shot the ball real well as of late. If it's a game in the paint, Mason's bigger, but I think Nicholas County, they're pretty tough. They won a lot of region games.
Oh, absolutely. And like you say, 22-10 record versus 20-11. Now, we don't specifically know the degree of competition that each has played relative to each other, but these records pretty much mirror each other. So, yeah, it's probably going to get down to defense and who shoots the best. It usually always does.
The officials are here, and they're making their way down the scores table on press row as the pep bands are here, and it's Mason County. They're going to be wearing black uniforms with the royal blue. And you've got Nicholas County in the white, and they're in the royal blue as well. The waning seconds winding down as we get ready for the starting lineup here at Bourbon County. So let's swing it down to the public address for tonight's
starters. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bourbon County High School and Russ Day Gymnasium. For tonight's second contest, out of the 39th District, the Mason County Lady Royals taking on the 38th District, Nicholas County Lady Jackets. Here are your starting lineups. First, for Mason County, who will be the visitors on the scoreboard. At guard, a 5'4 sophomore. Number one, Amira Reed. At forward, a 5'10 sophomore. Number four, Olivia Hughes. At guard, a 5'6 sophomore. Number 11, Adrian Downs Perry. At center, a 6'1 sophomore. Number 12, Alexis Young. And at forward, a 5'10 sophomore. Number 33, Carly Buttry. The Lady Royals are coached by Paula Boozer. And now for the home team on the scoreboard tonight, the Nicholas County Lady Jackets. At forward, a 5'6 senior. Number one, Sydney Carpenter. At guard, a 5'7 freshman. Number four, Maggie Simons. At guard, a 5'2 freshman. Number 25, Caroline Banks. At center, a 5'7 senior. Number 33, Navea Davis. And at forward, a 5'8 senior. Number 44, Tessa Humphreys. The Lady Jackets are coached by Greg Letcher. Good luck to both teams.
There are your starters as we get ready to go. Here in the opening round, this is game two. The lineups are set. The officials are conferring with one another. It's thumbs up. We're getting ready to tip this one off. It'll be Simons jumping up against Young. Liz Young at 5'11". She's probably well over 6 feet. And it's Nicholas County taking away the tip and missing at the rim on the runner is Banks. And we've got a whistle and a foul here early. The foul is going to be called. That'll be on Olivia Hughes. Her first, team first. Simons will go to the free throw line. Banks made a heady play and just kind of took the ball and ran it in there. Simons with a rebound putback goes to the line. She missed the first free throw. Another one coming. Nicholas County jumps an early 1-0 lead with Simons making one of two at the foul line. Here comes a press by the Lady Jackets. They got a deflection. Throw it the length of the floor. Caught deep. Shot blocked in there by Humphreys of Nicholas County. It goes out of bounds off Mason County, and the Lady Jackets will get it, and Mason County dropping back to pick up half court.
Mason with a good opportunity there on that outlet pass, but was unable to convert.
Simons defers over to Caroline Banks, who looks over at Coach Letcher, and they run the offense, 2-3 zone by Mason County. High post, Humphrey kicks it over to Simons, driving baseline, cut off there. Kick it out, with it now is Davis, dribbled too much, and it's going to be a turnover. Stolen away by Mason County. Mason County with a three-point shot put up and missed. That shot is missed by Maggie Simons. Rebound taken going the other way by Mason County. Mason County with it. They go to Banks. Her three-point shot rattled in, came out. Rebound cleared by the Lady Royals. We played a minute. There is one free throw here in the game. Skip pass over. Left side with it. They drop it baseline. Shot put up off the drive by Davis. Shot put up and in. Excuse me. That was Buttry with the shot.
She nailed it. She got that ball fake. Got the defender in the air. Took it inside the arc and stroked it in.
High post pass with it. Humphreys kicks it out. Carpenter, entry pass into Davis in traffic. Second turnover by the Lady Jackets. Played a minute and a half with the ball in the lead, Mason County. Skip it left side with the catch. High post, they go to Young. Had a shot, passed it up. Kick it out. Three-point shot put up. That one's missed. Long rebound. Played around, kicked around, and finally Davis is going to claim it after two misses by Mason County. Nicholas County with a ball in the front court. Flashing across, high post. Humphreys got the pass, missed the shot at the foul line. Young with a rebound. Mason County, they bring the ball up. Reed looks over to Coach Booser. They go to Young. Ball fake. Got to the foul line. Drop it baseline. Three-point shot. Swish. That one made over there by Olivia Hughes.
She nailed it, and lead is 5-1.
Bringing the ball up again, a 2-3 zone, bringing to Nicholas County in the front court. Reed playing out on top. She is joined out there with Hughes. Young in the middle against that 2-3. They get it into Humphreys. Young blocks her shot from behind, taken away. Mason wants to run. 2-on-2. Reed driving, throws up the runner, missed, and a blocking foul. A late whistle, but a foul called. Nonetheless, that foul will be on Banks. Her first, team first. And we'll have going to the free throw line, Amira Reed. Reed, a sophomore, runs the point. Comes into this game, averaging 14 a game, second leading scorer. Not a lot of rotation on that free throw, but it was effective. It goes in.
She nailed it, giving Mason a 6-1 lead here early. And their defense here in the first 2.5 minutes has been a little bit stronger than the Nicholas County offense.
Reed just under 60% at the foul line. Missed the second one. Young got the rebound, dug it out for the Lady Royals, and they sat up again for another possession. Driving in, Reed got in the paint, kick it out. Young, left side of the lane, missed at the rim, got her own board. Power dribble, stripped by Davis, turnover. Here comes the Lady Jackets. Numbers aren't there, but angling off to the right, putting up the runner, scored in transition. Nice play there by Simons.
She stole the ball and took it the length of the court in the trees and scored.
Cut the lead in two, and Mason County with the ball and the lead. 6-3, and Reed shoots a three and hit it way out on the floor. So Reed with 4 points in the game. Mason County, two of their first four from behind the arc.
Leading 9-3.
Here's a screen. Simons leaves it. High post pass to Humphrey. She went across the lane to Davis as they had a good little high-low. Nicholas County did. Lady Jackets trying to force the issue, and the foul will be on Hughes. Her second foul, team second here in this quarter. Hughes will come out of the game. Fox in for Mason County, who is zoning this inbound pass. They deflect the pass. Ball loose on the floor, trying to scramble for it is Carpenter. She couldn't get it, and there's going to be a foul. No, they're going to say white ball. No, they are going to call a foul. That one will be on Buttery, her first, team third. Nicholas County with their basketball possession on their end of the floor. Midway through this first quarter, Nicholas County with the ball trailing 9-3. On the right wing, making the move. Carpenter, one dribble. Got it in there. Simons drove in, missed a shot. Davis follow won't go. Rebound by Young. She comes out on the dribble in a hurry. Pushes in the front court. Carpenter with a double team. She took it away. Turnovers even at two. Carpenter skips it right side. Trailing the play, Davis didn't get the pass. Top of the key. Now they work it left of the circle. Simons with a ball fake. Young steps out on her. Skip it right side. Three-point shot missed badly by Nicholas County. But there's Simons to dig it out. Throws it across the lane. Defensive assignment missed, and a shot put in by Davis.
Yeah, that was just too easy there. As you said, somebody lost her man.
And then Simons fouls some 25 feet from the basket as Young was trying to dribble into traffic. A little shaky at that, but Simons picks up the foul. Her first, team second. It'll be Mason County with the ball here in the front court. Fox with it, her first touch of it. Now Nicholas County getting to see them in a half-court set. They're going to play zone as well. Somebody left an open baseline three-point shooter, and she makes them pay. That's a shot by Buttery.
Buttery nailed it, wide open, 3:12 left, and all of a sudden Mason up 7.
Now they're hitting 3 of 5, and here they've got a steal from Nicholas County. 3-on-2, Reed throws it up at the rim, and she'll draw a foul. It was 3-on-2, and Carpenter took the ball, and Reed, instead of giving it up, drove the basket and draws the foul. Third team foul against Nicholas County here in the first quarter. It'll send Reed to the free throw line. She's just a little over, right under 60% on the season, averaging 14 points per game. She's She makes her first free throw. She's 2 of 3 at the line tonight. She has 5 points. 3:02 to go in the first quarter. Mason County looking to add to the lead. They can't do it off the free throw line, but they do lead 13-5. Simons throws it on the right baseline. Carpenter back to Simons. High post is Davis. Caught it at the foul line. Skips it over. Banks over here to Carpenter. Her three-point shot's missed. Good block out by Buttery. She takes the rebounded miss. Reed's going to run the show for Mason County. Carpenter with a steal already. Went for it. Didn't get it. But here's Simons in the passing lane. Knocked it away. And head coach Letcher says, I like that hustle. Get in that passing lane.
Well, Maggie Simons averages 19 points a game and looks to be by far their most outstanding player.
She knocks it away again on a deflection. Simons, a 5'7 freshman, showing a lot of upside in her game. She averages 22 per game to lead this Lady Jackets team. But they're trailing right now. Mason County with the ball and a 13-5 lead. Fox and Reed play catch, and then they throw a pass to Buttery down at her ankle. You can't expect them to catch it. Turnovers even at 3 each.
Right on the sideline, so that looked like a ping pong ball going between her legs out of bounds.
Still a zone being played. Now Mason County looks like they're going to match up and go man. Well, they're playing zone out on top, and they're just letting Young roam the paint. Simon misses a three, and Buttery with her second rebound on the miss. Nicholas County has yet to hit one from long range. Skip pass, drop it baseline, right side. Buttery shoots the three, rimmed out. Flying in there for Carpenter, she got the rebound. Throws the outlet to Simons, angles off to the right, stop and go move. Fox checks her off. On the baseline, Humphrey shoots a three, shot it way short. Young got the rebound miss. Young over to Reed. Reed angles off to the left. Throws it baseline, skip it back over, Young. Ball fake, kick it out, shot put up, 18, not there. By Mason County. Rebounded by the Lady Jackets, Simons. High post to Humphreys, 15-footer turn around. Hey, they're good shots, Bobby. They're not going down. I mean, you can't ask for much more, 12 or 15-foot mid-range jumper.
Yeah, they're getting good open looks.
Simons gets a deflection, her fifth deflection. She goes to the floor, though. Her and Buttery, they crash the floor. Carpenter will pick up the foul. Her second, team fourth. There's a minute 12 to go here in this first quarter. Checking in, Brooklyn Feltz in for Nicholas County. Mason County with a ball on their end of the floor. Straight away with it. Fox, one dribble, didn't go anywhere. Picked it up between the circle. Long three, missed it. Short, Simons got a rebound, wants a run out. Numbers aren't there. She tries to dribble through traffic. Picked up the ball. Humphreys makes herself available. And now they set a three-point shot and a foul on an attempt over there by Caroline Banks. And that foul is going to be on Buttery, her second. Team fourth, and at the free throw line to shoot three free throws will be Caroline Banks.
Offensively, Nicholas looks to just be looking to take the first open look, most of which are quick-triggered threes.
Yeah, Nicholas County having trouble shooting. Banks missed the first free throw. She's got two more coming. Banks averages 5 points per game. She's a 5'2 freshman here on this team. Second free throw, good. She's got one more coming. Nicholas County with only two baskets in the first 7 minutes of play of this basketball game. Carpenter 66.5% at the foul line. Another free throw on the way. Missed that one. Off the back iron, Young's going to claim the rebound. Puts it into the front court. A ball kicked by Carpenter. It will be possession to Mason County near midcourt. Coach Booster saying, let's throw it in the backcourt. She points up to the clock, telling her team there's 49 seconds to go in the first quarter.
And her team ahead 13-6.
Nicholas County presenting a zone. Young has it. Return it back to Reed. Reed to Young. Drop it baseline. Three-point shot put up. That one's missed. Long rebound comes out. Nicholas County Simons in trouble, in traffic, double-teamed to Carpenter. Kick it out, Phelps, skip it over. Simons double-teamed at the left elbow. Humphreys will take the pass and hit a three from the left baseline.
Yeah, with 26 seconds to go, trims the lead to four.
That was the first three by Nicholas County. Mason County with the ball. Lady Royals have it. Clock at 15. Reed driving in, threw a pass right at the feet, and it's turned over. Simons with a steal out to Carpenter. She's pushed in the back as she attacked the goal. Mason County turns it over four times, and now with 8 seconds, that foul is going to be called on Downs Perry. 15th foul, two free throws coming for Caroline Banks, who was just at the line and went one of three. We'll see if she can cash in here. She makes the first one. Another one coming. And Bobby, this big lead is cut now down to three.
It was down to eight, and can it be two?
Free throw by Carpenter, not there. But they're going to get another chance. Simons with a three ball, not there. Rebound, battle for it. Phelps tried to keep it alive, and with 1.5 seconds, it'll be Mason County with the ball and the three-point lead. And the horn will sound. First quarter, we've got a close game. At the end of one quarter of play, Mason County 13, Nicholas County 10, here in girls, 10th region tournament play. We're at Bourbon County High School. We'll step aside for a one-minute break. Second quarter play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Second quarter play about to get underway. It's Mason County with the ball and a 13-10 lead over Nicholas County. And Nicholas County playing a zone in the half court. They go into Young across the lane pass, kick it out. Reed with a three. Good ball movement. Reed hit a three. That's her second of the game.
From the low block to the wing out to the top, and she nailed it back up to a six-point lead.
Both these teams play in a 2-3 zone. Now, Mason County brings her zone out beyond the three-point arc straight away. Reed out on top. They go with Simons on the baseline. Carpenter running the point. They're attacking it with a one guard. Humphreys, her post player, has it right wing. Phelps baseline. Return it back out. Banks with the ball. Left side. Drop it baseline. Simons cuts through. Didn't get it. Young's looking over her shoulder. They list her at 5'11". She looks to be 6'2 or 3 out there on the floor. Looking over her shoulder, they skip it over to Simons. She was saying, go get her. Simons launched a three, missed it. Rebound claimed by Mason County. Pressure in the back court by the Lady Jackets of Nicholas County. Lady Royals, skip it. Left side, at the rim, put it in. That is the first transition bucket of the night for Mason County. And Buttery now in the game with seven.
Well, she ran the floor and got the pass from the top, streaking down the left side, up 8-point lead.
Screen down, pop out Phelps, high post to Humphreys. She's standing right at the foul line. They go right side of the circle with it to Simons, who's not quite as active as she was in the first quarter. And this zone allowing Nicholas County to catch her wind a little. Just as soon as I say that, Simons went to the rim, missed her shot, got her own, and put it up and in.
She stuck with it and went to the weak side, got the rebound, and stroked it home.
Going the other way. There's Buttery. She missed at the rim with a left-hand layup. Caroline Banks pushes it front court, goes to Simon, back to Banks. Banks driving in, takes Young to the rim, left-hand runner not there. Young, instead of claiming the rebound, tried to tip it out, ball loose on the floor. It will stay with Nicholas County. 5:50 to play here in the second quarter. Mason County on top, 18-12. Lady Jackets on their end of the floor. Mason County stays with a 2-3 zone. Simon rubs off the screen. Again, these girls throwing passes down around the ankles. It was dug out by Banks. She returns it back to Simon. Davis trying to post up. They go high post to Humphrey. She drives in, drew contact, and put up the shot, and a foul called on Mason County. That's going to be on Buttery. That'll be her third, team first of this quarter.
Found the opening just below the foul line in the center of the floor, and she took that dribble to the left, put it up, got the foul.
Free throw rattled in by Humphrey. She has 4 points in the game, and interesting thing on this zone, they're not really trying to attack on the blocks. Of course, Mason County's a bigger team, but they're finding the gaps, Bobby, in the lane.
Yeah, they sure are. And that one time there, they did attack and at least got one or two free throws down.
Humphreys missed the second. Mason County in the front court with a ball and a five-point lead. Entry pass into Young. She's tied up. It was Davis who had a bottom wrist lock on her. Nice wrestling move. Davis with a foul. That'll be her first, team first of this quarter. Mason with a ball underneath her goal. Reed looking to throw it in. Gets it out on top. Downs Perry with it. Back over to Reed. She's hit a couple of threes. Now give her three.
Now you've got to, if you're Coach Letcher, you've got to pinpoint and find her.
Sure do.
Nine of their 21.
Yeah, she's hitting them. Three threes in the game for Reed. High post to Humphreys. And again, throwing a pass that you just can't catch. And Nicholas County fortunate that Mason just threw it away. They couldn't control the loose ball. Coach Booster is kind of slapping her hands, kind of like one of those, oh, shucks. Had the ball and couldn't control it. Nicholas with it underneath their basket. Throws a pass stolen by Mason on a run out. Downs Perry at the rim. Missed the runner. Nicholas got the rebound. Lady Jackets, they want to push it. Banks got in the lane. Shaky ball handling. Goes to the floor. Throws a pass, and Mason County bailed him out. Nicholas had numbers. Mason got back, but once she fell to the floor, she was destined to turn it over.
Well, they aren't really handling the ball very well on either end in these transition movements.
Time called here on the floor by, that'll be called by Nicholas County. It'll be a full timeout. Bobby and I'll step aside for a 1 minute break. Mason County up 8. We'll return after this message.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Nicholas County with a basketball, but they trail Mason County 21-13. 4:40 to play here in the first half of girls' 10th region action. 2-3 zone by Mason. They go high post to Simons. Nifty pass. Found Davis on a shovel pass, and Davis put it in.
Got the defense compromised, ball watching, and was able to make a nice pass there for a layup.
6-point lead for Mason County. Both teams with a basket each and fast breaks going, scoring. Each team with 4 points in second chance scoring. Each team with four turnovers. The difference has been the three-point shot.
Yeah,
Mason County hitting 5 of 11, Nicholas 1 of 7. Here's a girl that's hit three of those three-pointers. Reed, who puts up the shot. This wasn't a three-pointer. She put up a runner. They're going to call the foul there on Davis, her second. That's going to be the team's second. Stops the clock with 4:15 to play in the second quarter. Lady Royals of Mason County, their ball underneath their goal. They float it out. Fox has it. Goes left to the circle with a pass. Downs Perry. They get it quickly into Young, who has not scored, coming off a 30-point game. Reed's got a hot hand. She hits another three. She's got 14 points in the game.
14 of their 24. They lead, biggest lead, 24-15 here.
Midway through the second quarter, Humphreys high post to a bounce pass that Fox just picked off. Over to Young. Now they get it to Reed. Around the perimeter, drop it right wing. Three-point shot launched. Missed badly, that one there by Olivia Hughes. It'll be possession two, Nicholas County. Coach Letcher walking out. He's having a conversation. It was a very brief one. The message, I understood it. He was telling his post player, Humphreys, you get it at the foul line, shoot it or drive it at that big girl. Humphreys deep in the right corner. She's hit the only three for Nicholas County. Simons. High post to Davis, 15-footer, good.
Yeah.
They're finding gaps, they're just not making shots.
Well, they're not really looking to shoot that much, but that trims a lead to 7.
Double team in the backcourt. Reed goes to catch the pass, and boy, that's going to be trouble for Nicholas County, as Simons is going to pick up her second foul. That's a team third here in this second quarter.
Yeah, they're going to have to play intelligently here. These last 3-11 of the first half, they're down 7, are getting outshot big time from 3. And
yeah, they got three starters with 2 fouls.
Yeah.
Perimeter passing by Mason County. Downs Perry over to Reed. Another 3. Good. She's on fire. She's hit 4 in the second quarter, 5 three-pointers in the game. 10-point lead by Mason County. As Bobby chronicled, that's the longest in the game. High post to Humphreys. Throws it out to Carpenter, driving in. Picked up her dribble and then traveled. I said Carpenter, that was Banks. They ran, put a little run and jump on her, and she shuffled her feet. 6 turnovers by the Lady Jackets, 4 committed by Mason County. And Coach Letcher says, let's see how they handle pressure. So Nicholas County coming with 4-court pressure. Fox has it, left wing. One dribble didn't go anywhere, and it's a steal here by Banks. Banks with a 2-on-2. In double team now. They go on the baseline. Back to Banks. Her 3 on the way. Good. So they scored after getting the turnover.
Much needed. 27-20. Trimmed to 7. 2:14 left in the half.
5 points for Banks, and Fox with her second turnover on back-to-back trips. So that's empty trips. And Coach Booster saying, hey, value the ball. Let's go, she says. 2:10, clock rolling here before the half. Nicholas County with the ball. They were down 10. They've cut it to 7. Perimeter passing. Carpenter goes high post to Humphreys. Kick it out. Carpenter top of the key. Right side to Simons. Flashing high is Davis. She made a shot there earlier. She didn't get it. Looking on the blocks, but not with conviction as Humphreys. So Simon raises and hits a 3. They showed good patience, Bobby.
They did. They did, and cut this lead to 4.
8 points in the game for the freshman. Simons averages 22 a game. They throw it into Young. Young trying to make her way down on the blocks and puts it up and in. Just a big size advantage there, but that's her first basket.
Well, that's the first time she's really looked to shoot. She's been getting it low, kicking it out, and that time her dominance was obvious.
Banks thought about a 3 between the circles, drop it baseline to Davis. Banks has got it back. She shoots a 3, hit nothing but the board. Young with her 4th rebound, throws an outlet pass. Numbers aren't there, but you better pick up Reed. She's trying to stretch the floor with a long 3. That one's missed. Here comes Simons. Simons doesn't know the troubles behind her, so she attacks and scores at the rim with a left hand.
She did. She got that long rebound and took it between the defenders to trim the lead back to four.
Now Fox driving in, trying to make an atonement for her two turnovers, and she made a nice move to the basket and will draw the foul. That is going to be the third foul on Nevaeh Davis. That's the fourth on Nicholas County as a team, and Coach Letcher, he's seeing a frontline starter pick up three fouls, and there's less than a minute to play, but he's not reaching to his bench. At the line, Fox is there for the Lady Royals. Her free throw rattled around and came off. Now Davis will come out as Coach Letcher brings in, returning is Brooklyn Phelps. 29-25, Mason County with the lead, and at the line, Fox, she missed both free throws. Young got the rebound, kept it alive, and Mason County with another possession. They pass it around the perimeter as Nicholas County's in this zone, and Coach Boucher runs down, out just right out of the coach's box and screams, give me a timeout. So we've got time on the floor. Yeah, time called. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
25-29. It's Mason leading Nicholas County. Bobby's got a message to dovetail that.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from working and getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractor.com.
Appreciate all our sponsors. Allow us to bring you high school sports. And boy, Fox missed at the rim. They threw over the defense. You didn't think the angle was there. And then Nicholas County giving it right back and should have a jump ball. But Young tears it out of there, and it's going to be a turnover by the Lady Royals. And Coach Boucher wanting a foul. Coach Letcher, he felt like there was contact too. So neither one satisfied. It was a no call. It was a play on is what we saw.
A play on, 16 seconds remaining, and the team trailing by four has the ball.
Simons leaves it for Banks. Clock at 12. Now at 10. They screen down. Now they go high post. A lazy pass, but chased down by Carpenter. Banks with four on the clock. You got to get a shot off. Simons at the rim. Banks' shot didn't go. She got a good look. It was a quality shot. It did not go down. We are at halftime. It's Mason County leading Nicholas County in girls action. 10th region tournament play opening round. At halftime score, it's 29 Mason County, 25 Nicholas County. We will step aside for a two-minute break. When Bobby and I return, we'll have game scoring, stats, and summary. Coming up on a halftime show, stay with us right here on your Gateway radio station.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
From Bourbon County High School, that's the site. This is the site of the 10th region tournament for the girls. We are at halftime here, and it's Mason County leading Nicholas County by a score of 29-25. In the first game, it was George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls winning big 61-33 as they punch a ticket into semifinals. And it's right now it's Mason County leading 29-25 at halftime. The Lady Royals led by three at the end of the first quarter, got as much as a 10-point lead. Nicholas County, they've been pesky. They've been hanging around, Bobby. It seemed like they played catch-up all night.
Well, they have. They got behind 6-1, and gee whiz, 13-5, and were able to get within 3 points, but then in the with about 2.5, 3 minutes left in the second quarter, fell behind by 10 due to that hot three-point shooting by Mason County, and then clawed right back in it, outscoring the Lady Royals 8-2 down the stretch to take this thing down to a four-point deficit at intermission.
And this, you know, when you think about this Nicholas County team, they came in, they've won two in a row, they have won six of their last seven ball games. They come in here with a little momentum, and they just ran right through their district. I mean, the 38th district, they 9-0.
Yeah.
So you get over here in Mason County coming in as a runner-up, but 20-win team, most capable.
Oh,
no. Team's playing the zone, you know.
Playing the zone. The perimeter is open, and with good ball movement, really better ball movement by Mason County than Nicholas County, but irrespective of that, both teams content to shoot some long-range shots, and when you've got Alexis Young in the paint and you are Mason County, and the last time these two teams played, she scored 30 points. She only took one shot there, and
yes,
she seemed to be the go-to, but the instant she got it, she was kicking it right back out, was not even looking to go to the basket. And so that might be something that Coach Paula Busser, Paula Busser, will change here in the second half if things get tight, because she looks to me like she's dynamite, just waiting to explode if they choose to go to her.
Yeah, not much at all. One shot, she's got 2 points. She's got two rebounds, blocked one shot. She's 6'2" or 6'3". You know, they really haven't. Maybe Coach Letcher had a good scout report on her. So, you know, he got familiar with her the first time that they played Nicholas County. Let's look inside the numbers before we take a break. 29-25, halftime lead to Mason County. The Lady Royals of Mason County, 7 of 15, shooting the three. Five of those 7 3-point shots made by Amira Reed. 7 of 15 on the three. It's 3-for-10 shooting behind the arc for Nicholas County. 7 turnovers by Mason County, 6 by Nicholas County. Each team with 4 points in second chance scoring. Each team with 4 points in transition fast break scoring. At the foul line, Mason County only 2 of 6, while Nicholas County, they are 4 of 8 at the free throw line. Individually in the ball game, 10 points scored by Maggie Simons in the first half for Nicholas County. Paces her club, 6 scored by Nevaeh Davis. We had 5 points for Caroline Banks. You had 4 points for Tessa Humphreys. Also, Kenley Feeback and Sydney Carpenter both played, but have yet to score. For Mason County, 17 points for Amira Reed in the first half of play. She hit 5 3-point shots, 4 of them in the second quarter. Other scoring, 7 points for Carly Buttery. You had 3 points for Olivia Hughes, 2 points for Alexis Young, also Sierra Fox and Adrienne Downs-Perry played, but they have yet to score. So while it's been a little point guard heavy, Bobby, Reed for Mason County and Simons for Nicholas County.
That is so true.
We have both teams coming out. Well, actually, Nicholas County out. Mason County has yet to emerge. So with that in mind, we will take a 2-minute commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have second half play coming your way. Back in 2 minutes right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Girls 10th Region Tournament here at Bourbon County High School. Both teams, Mason County and Nicholas County, going to their respective benches. George Rogers Clark girls won the opening game. They will be in the semifinals Friday, 6 o'clock. They will play the winner of this ball game. The other teams that have made this tournament in action tomorrow will be Bracken County taking on Pendleton County in the 6 o'clock matchup, followed by Campbell County playing Montgomery County. Got to be good to get here, Bobby, and these teams as by the score, you know. Pretty close.
Well, you're exactly right, and yet here at intermission, we've got a region runner-up leading a region winner, so anything can happen.
2-3 zone by Mason County. Nicholas County with a ball, driving in. Carpenter got in the paint, kicked it out. Banks with a 3. Shot that one woefully short. It will be, maybe it was blocked.
It looked like it might have been deflected a smidge, but maybe
Downs
not.
Perry said she didn't get it, but evidently they're going to say you did touch it.
Like
Lady
said,
Jackets, yeah.
Woefully short.
Yeah, it was. Didn't draw iron. Didn't hit the net or anything. Banks, crossover dribble between the circles, goes left side. Carpenter return it to Banks. They look in at the high post. Davis in there playing with three fouls. Flashing across, Humphreys didn't get it. She slides on the blocks, left side, still not passing to her. Simons draws a double team. There's the entry. Davis missed it on the left blocks. Really didn't square up, Bobby,
no,
and just kind of shot it as she was turning all in one motion.
Trying to rush it up.
That's exactly right. Here's pressure, and Nicholas County coming out with full court pressure, and they're going to get the turnover.
They got it. It was a little bit of a shock to the system for Mason County, and they weren't ready for it.
Coach Letcher with his arms folded, watching his team attack. Simons on the right baseline, nothing there. They skip it over to Banks, bluff the three, drop it baseline. Davis in there banging with Young. Humphreys gets it to Davis. Her shot blocked there, and the rebound taken. Buttery has it. Mason County going the other way. Downs Perry in a hurry. There's a fall to the floor, no call on the Carpenter flop, and going with it now is Simons. Simons, but Downs Perry on her hip, throws it left side of the circle. Entry pass into Davis, and Young makes a steal. Young with nearly a careless pass that was nearly picked, but Reed keeps it. She and Downs Perry, a couple of quick guards. Touch pass into Young. She didn't catch it. Going to the floor is Humphreys to dig it out, but keeping possession is Buttery, and she goes up and under with a bucket.
And gets the first bucket of the second half, increasing the Lady Royals' lead to 31-25.
Still in a 2-3 zone. Simons goes left baseline. Cuts through, didn't get it. From the Jackets, they screen. Simons over to Banks. Banks drives into the lane. They keep it now, reverse it right side. Still looking to throw it into the post. Now they get it high post to Davis. Skip it over. Three-point shot put up and missed. And that weak side rebound was touched last by Mason County. It'll go out of bounds as it'll stay possession with Nicholas County. Humphreys coming across. She didn't get it. They go into Simons. She put it up and in. Second chance scoring, Bob. That's a good way to get it.
Well, she did a good job of spinning her way free there for that low block bucket.
Mason County's Hughes. They wanted a traveling call. No call, but she turned it over. Simons, blow by move. Got to the rim. Had a tough angle. Couldn't finish. Downs Perry races into the front court. Skip pass to Young. Young to Reed, back to Downs Perry. Davis with three fouls steps out on her. They skip it to Young, throws a pass on the baseline. Buttery engaged, but Davis comes away with a steal. Mason County with 10 turnovers. Keeping Nicholas County right there. Lady Jackets have it in the front court, right wing. Shot passed up. Carpenter, one dribble, didn't go anywhere. Leave it on the baseline. Humphreys goes with a across the lane pass. Sets Simons for a three. All of a sudden, that lead is cut to one.
31-30. In, right inside 5 minutes in the third.
Young, two on one. Passes. Boy, slamming hard. Sydney Carpenter with a full head of steam breaks up the play. Splits the Mason County cheerleaders on the end line, hits that pad, and we're going to have a timeout called by the Lady Royals. The Nicholas County fans stand up and applaud as their girls come to the bench. It's Mason County up by one. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Coach Booster called the timeout. It'll be her team with the basketball underneath the goal. It's a 31-30 Mason County lead over Nicholas County. Downs Perry goes over to Reed. Quick three, missed it, crashing the boards. It will go to Nicholas County.
Nicklaus with a chance to take its only lead since they were ahead 1-0 with that first free throw.
Downs runs into a double team, finds Banks on a skip pass. She attacks, got in there too deep. Four players, four of the ten are on the floor in a scrum in the lane, and Mason County is going to get the basketball. So an empty trip by Nicholas County. Couldn't stand Prosperity, Bobby. They haven't had the lead since that 1-0.
Well, and, you know, it's tough when you try to split traps.
Oh, yeah, you can't do it. Mason County's keeping them right in. They throw it away. Nicholas County, skip pass over there. Carpenter looks into the paint. High post to Humphreys. Bounce pass over left baseline. Simons drives in. Challenged by Young. Throws up the shot. And nothing there. Young offered and altered the shot. It'll go back to Mason County.
Yeah, that was an odd-looking shot as she was trying to avoid the contact.
And here Mason turns it over again. And now Nicholas County does have a one-point lead.
Carpenter got the steal and made the pass to get the bucket.
But then the other way, Young runs the floor, and late rotating back is Nicholas County in a basket at the rim. Foul is going to be on Humphreys, her first, team first of the third. But I don't know how you can lose Young, but they did. She beat them all back, and she's got an and one, so the lead was very short-lived for Nicholas County. Young's free throw, rimmed out. Rebound claimed by Sydney Carpenter. Simons on the left wing. Dribbles in. Kick it over. Humphreys, baseline 15-footer. Good from the left side.
Drew the defense, got all the way into the middle, and made a nice pass to 15 feet for the deuce.
Skip it over, and a three-point shot put up by Reed. That one's not there, and I don't see Young. I mean, she's standing out near midcourt. Contact, ball knocked loose, no call, much to the disdain of the Nicholas County fans, but Mason County gives it right back with a bad pass. Simons, deep in the right corner, tries to split a double team, and we've got a foul, and the Nicholas County fans showing their support for their club. Downs Perry with a foul, her second, team first of this third quarter.
Nicholas was maybe the bigger entourage here.
Humphrey's averaging 12 a game. She's got a nice shot there in that mid-range jumper. She flashes high, didn't get it. Banks with a skip pass left of the circle. Carpenter, high post there to Davis. Young steps out, so they skip it over. Three-point shot missed. Buttery with a rebound for Mason County. Finds Olivia Hughes with it. Hughes has hit a three, but she's only taken two shots. Diagonal pass back and forth. Now Hughes goes straight away with it. Reed has it. Inside of 3 minutes to go in the third, and the clock rolling. One-point lead. Nice up and under move by Young, and she may be trying to assert herself into the game.
Well, it certainly seems to us like that's what she should do.
Well, no help in the backcourt for Simons, as her team ran off and left her. And that's not a bad thing if you're bringing it up one-on-one against the press.
Yeah.
But they had already dropped back to trap her at midcourt. And Coach Letcher notices that, and he calls timeout. He wants to talk to his girls about it. We've got a timeout here. Bobby's got a message he will impart.
With Bad Boys patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude? It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance? See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
Nicholas County will have the basketball at midcourt. They trail by one. 2:36 to play in the third. Simons pushes it straight away to Humphreys. Over to Carpenter. They spread the floor nicely, and then they don't attack and turn it over. Mason County on a run out. Shot flipped up, missed by Reed. Young follow, put it up and in. She's got 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game.
She's just been an accident waiting to happen or an explosion ready to happen. And
Carpenter with a high dribble. Goes to Humphreys, left of the lane. Kick it out. Simons, open 15. Footer, good. She's got 17 in the game, keeping her team close to within one. Reed, crossover dribble. Got in the paint. Throws it to Buttery on the baseline. That's a tough pass to pull down. Mason County's playing fast. Maybe didn't need to.
Didn't need to. Absolutely right.
14 turnovers by the Lady Royals. 8 committed by Nicholas County. Here's the full pressure. Coach Boosie out there positioning her girls. A 1-2-2 full court. They've got the length of Young in the backcourt on a double team. And again, Nicholas County breaks the pressure. They have numbers. They had a 3-on-2, but they didn't attack. Somebody left Humphreys open. She scores at the rim. Nicholas back up by 1.
Right under the basket. Just left her wide alone. They've got the lead once again.
Here's a deflected pass. They try to hit Young. Turnover. Banks has it. Through traffic. Pushing it in the front court. Pass over on the baseline. Broken up by Mason County. As they tried to hit the freshman on the baseline, Maggie Simons, who has matched the scoring output of Reed of Mason County. Each of those guards was 17 in the game. Floated out with the ball, driving in. Throw it over to Davis. Davis left to the lane, sets back, step back three, not there. Shot missed by Simons. But she's going to try to get the rebound and miss, and Young collides with her. And we'll look, that foul is on Young. That is her first, team second of the third. Buttery comes out, Sierra Fox in the game for Mason County. It'll be the Lady Jackets of Nicholas County with the ball and the 1-point lead. With a minute 15, Simons, high post to Humphreys, ball fake. Good rotation by the Lady Jackets. Baseline jumper by Davis. Missed it. Weak side rebound, Simons. Well, they give him a break. They don't call her over the back.
Yeah,
she sure looked like she had a coy look like, oh my.
Yeah, that looked like that could have gone either way, but instead just a deflection out of bounds.
That would have been the third on Simons, though. Caught a break there. Hughes with Davis checking her in the front court. Throws it to Young. Lob pass on the baseline. Downs Perry. Put it up and in. All in one catch. You don't see too many girls that can do that.
No, not that far under the basket at least.
Downs Perry with good hang time. Simons in the front court. Left side. Clock at 40. Throws it. It's picked off. Empty trip by the Lady Jackets. Then stolen there by Banks. And it's deflected out of bounds from her. And the Mason County fans want a backcourt violation. And the officials saying play on.
This one is tight, folks. 39-38 inside the final 30 seconds of the third quarter.
The team that trails by 1, they have the ball. Nicholas County with perimeter passing. 20 seconds, clock rolling. They can hold for the last or take the best available. Simons straight away to Banks. Ball fake into the high post to Davis, and now the clock at 10. Got to attack. Simons back over to Banks. Baseline, 3 seconds. High post pass, and they're not going to get a shot off. They turned it over. They worked the clock from 20 seconds down. They didn't take a shot with 2.5. And Coach Letcher kind of perplexed why his team didn't shoot for the lead. Well, he played 3 quarters of basketball. Mason County leading Nicholas County here in girls 10th region play. 39-38 will return. Fourth and final quarter coming up in 1 minute here on your Gateway Station.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
Good little bumper there. Don't bring me down.
I tell you, these
girls are up, aren't they?
Yeah, somebody's going to go down in this one in this one-point game.
Nicholas County with the ball. They trail by one. And it's a zone by Mason County, and the fans getting a little testy, standing in support of their club. Lady Jackets working against this zone. They find Humphreys on the left of the lane. She throws it across. Shot put up by Simons. All alone in there is Alexis Young to pull that rebounded miss down for the Royals. Amira Reed, high post pass to Young. Young, bank shot, missed it, got her own board. Humphreys hanging on her, and foul as Young went back up. She is becoming more of a factor here in the second half. As Humphreys picks up her second foul, Young will go to the line.
Totally deferring in the first half to her teammates and being the bell cow, if you will, that she can be for this team, if she can take it over.
At the line, she's 0 for 1, now make it 0 for 2 in the game. She has 8 points, 6 of them coming in that third quarter. Her teammates come up and offer her encouragement. And she's trying to put her team up by 2. Can't do it. Didn't draw iron on that one. It would be Nicholas County with possession anyway, but Mason County not applying pressure. They're out of that 1-2-2 full court trap. They're not even going to full court press. They're not even going to trap here in the half court. They're going straight 2-3. And Nicholas County turned it over. They handled it very casually, and then a foul by Banks. And boy, that will drive a coach mad. If you just don't value the ball, you just throw a pass, spacing one good, the girl jumped the passing lane.
And yet she didn't have to go but about a foot or foot and a half to jump it. Very, very passive execution.
Reed makes the free throw for Mason County. She is now 3 of 5 at the foul line. Her first point since a 17-point explosion in the first half. She makes a second free throw.
Up to a three-point lead here with 7 minutes left.
Simons throws it off on the right wing and cuts through. Didn't get it. 2-3 zone. Ball moved around the perimeter by Nicholas County. Straight away, Banks. And Carpenter really not looking to shoot. She feeds it into Humphreys. Now Carpenter, she's got to shoot that shot. She does. She missed the three. Buttery, the only rebounder in there. You know, Young's got a lot of size, but she's not always in rebound position.
She can be a bit passive.
She can alter some shots in that paint, which she does there on the Simons drive, but Simons flipped it up and in.
Well, you can see why she averages 19 a game for her squad.
Good rebound, or second chance scoring for Nicholas County. Mason County with the ball and the one-point lead. Mason County playing a 2-3. Simon showing like she's got a tender ankle. They go into Young. She elevates, shoots, and scores.
That ought to be there the rest of the game if they choose to take it deep.
Coach Bucher must have told her girls to go over and shake the hand and introduce themselves to Alexis Young. They forgot who she was in the first half.
Seemingly.
Well, they've introduced her here in the second half. They've got to know her. Driving in, Banks takes it right in at her. Kick it over. Simons' three went down, came out. Rebounded by Hughes. Strong rebound there. Pivoted out of traffic. Mason County with the ball in the front court and a three-point lead. High post pass to Young. Over to Hughes. Spot up three. Rattled in. Hurst came out.
Wow.
On the tipped out. A rebound attempt. It's Nicholas County. And Simons just tried to take it on to everyone. Nobody back. only Carpenter, and we've got blocking on Carpenter. Could have gone either way, and they get her for a blocking foul. That is Carpenter's third, team third in this fourth quarter. Two free throws coming for Myra Reed.
Live ball turnover, however, on the other end, trying to split that trap, led to this.
Reed hits the back iron and misses the free throw. Nicholas County with 12 turnovers, 16 committed by Mason County, but Mason County holding to a three-point lead. Reed makes the second free throw. She's got 20 points in the game for the Lady Royals. She came into this one averaging 14 a game. A lot of good energy there for Mason County. Banks, right side of the circle, comes to the middle. They drop it baseline. Carpenter has it. High post to Davis. Davis bounce pass out to Banks. They're looking at this 2-3 zone. Not really attacking. Now they throw it into the high post. Davis to Banks. Ball fake, driving in, puts up the shot. Young partially blocked it. Didn't get much of a shot for a lot of selection with a lot of passing. They go to Young. Young spinning, shooting, didn't get it. Got her own rebound. Put it up and in at the rim. She's going to be tough to handle if that continues. So in the ball game, 12 points for Alexis Young. Full timeout called here by Mason County. So the team with the lead calls the timeout. We'll see if Coach Letcher changes something up when we return. Back in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Nicholas County with the basketball. They run into a run and jump, and they turn it over. So they got possession, and Mason County came out and surprised them with a run and jump. So it was the team that called the timeout that made the adjustment.
Well, they not only made the adjustment, they made an adjustment that works.
And Banks with a frustration foul. And Caroline Banks has played a lot of minutes. She sure has. Yeah. Third foul on Banks. 5'2 freshman point guard. Picks up her third foul. Fourth team foul against Nicholas County. Mason County with the ball and the 6-point lead. They throw over the defense. Buttery couldn't get a shot as she got pinned under the backboard by Davis. They throw it out to Reed, get it back to Buttery. She shoots a three and hit it. Give it up, got it back, got it in.
And within 1 point of their biggest lead of the game, they have taken command here in this fourth quarter.
12 points in the game for Buttery. She's hit her second three. Simons drops it baseline. Humphreys, mid-range jumper, 15 feet on the left side, missed it. Buttery got the rebound. Mason County in the front court. Here's a lazy pass. Stolen there by Simons. Her running layup, good from the left side.
That was huge. That stopped the momentum and gets us lead back to 7.
Gosh, the Lady Jackets needed that. And you've got Simons limping. She hurt to tweak that ankle early in the, or late rather, I should say, in the third quarter.
And they got it back here with a turnover.
21 points in the game for Simon. She's calling for it. Top of the key, Carpenter. Bounce pass over to Banks. Steps into a three. Didn't go. Humphreys runs down the rebound. She's pushed. Didn't go. taken away by Mason County. Euro step, and now they're going to call charge. The official was all set to call a block, but then I think he probably got it right. Reed running in there.
That block charge is always
a tough one.
Been a contested call.
Mason County turns it over.
3:13 left.
Ooh, anybody's game.
Trailing by 7. They need a bucket.
Yeah, you got to value the ball and score on these possessions. Don't have to be in a hurry, but take some good shots. Coming across the lane. Now they've got Humphreys playing on the wing instead of the middle. Banks, bounce pass to Simons. Working against Young. Draws a double team. Up and under. Put up the shot. And the Nicholas County and bench stand and applaud. A heady move by a freshman.
Well, very heady move, and she basically took Alexis Young to school there with a couple of ball fakes and an up and under that got her to slap down and incur the foul.
Simon's free throw is good. She has now hit her season average. She has 22 points in this game. Just a really good-looking freshman. She has shot just not even... And they're going to say lane violation.
Yeah, lane violation by the team shooting the ball.
Bobby, she has taken half of the free throw attempts for Nicholas County this
year.
Well, she got a steal. Put it up, put it in.
49-45, 2:44 left. And a timeout. Lady Royals.
Lady Royals call a timeout. They've got one timeout left. They're going to have to take a full, I believe. We'll look to see how the officials sort this one out. Are they got their 30? Okay, they're going to take a 30-second timeout. Up by 4, Mason County with the timeout back after this brief message.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Lady Royals with the ball. Full court press by Nicholas County. Alexis Young in a hurry. Coast to coast. Shot it. Late whistle, but a foul. That was the best charge by Young and the best piece of ball handling we've seen her display as she went coast to coast. Humphreys with a foul. Her third. That is the team fifth against Nicholas County. Young at the free throw line. She's 0 for 3 in this ball game this evening. Still missing.
Over 4, and her body language is not the best on that foul line.
One more coming for Young.
A bit of an exasperated look following that fourth consecutive miss, but she's got one more here with her team up by 4.
Ball on her hip, talking and chirping with teammates. 61% on the season. Missed them both here, and then Buttery's going to pick up a foul. Her fourth going over the back. So that'll be the third foul on Mason County as a team. Fourth on Buttery.
Quick turns of events in this game.
Not a lot of time. 2:39. Simons looks over at Coach Letcher. Throws it on the wing. Now straight away to Banks. Back over Carpenter. Drop it baseline to Davis. Davis draws a double team. Shaky ball handling. Knocked it over to Simons, who missed the three. Davis with a rebound, tried to drop it down inside, and it's picked off by Mason County. Step back three by Reed. And a lot of bouncing, but it didn't go down. Rebound claimed by Humphreys. Over to Simons. Simons, double team. Tries to turn the corner on the dribble. They take it away from him. Back tip deflection. Mason without numbers. Coach Boosie says hold it up. Young throws it right side. Buttery with a three-point shot.
Oh.
Missed it. And Mason County not taking any time off that clock, but there's a steal by Hughes. She went over the back of Davis. No call. Banks has got it on a run out. 2-on-1. Banks at the rim. Couldn't finish. Humphreys rebound follow. Not there, but she draws a foul. That's on Buttery. She's out. Or it could be on Young. We'll see who gets the foul. Now that'll be on Carly Buttery. She fouls out, scoring 12 points in this game. Played a nice game. She had limited herself by the foul situation, but when she was on the floor, she was effective. So they lose the services of a 5'10 sophomore.
Well, who gave tremendous effort through this entire ball game, but let's face it, everybody out here has left it on the floor. And the score indicates that.
Yes. And now the officials talking, and we've got the official wanting to
play the drums during the game competition. Thank you.
And the official just making sure everybody knows the rules and playing fair. Don't beat the drum while you're shooting a free throw. And Humphreys puts it in.
1:41 left. That first free throw cuts the lead to 3.
Humphreys trying to get into double figures. She's got 9 points. Can't do it. Shot it short. Young clears the glass for Mason County. 3-point lead for the Lady Royals, and running out of real estate or bumped out of bounds, and that foul will be on Simons. That'll be her third, and they're going to be shooting free throws.
Yeah,
they're over the 5-foul limit. Myra Reed will be there. She is 3 of 4 at the free throw line in this quarter.
Yeah, you would like her on the line late in the game. She has passed the test of being able to knock them down by and large here.
6 of 8 in the game now, make it 7 of 9 at the free throw strike. 22 in the game for Reed. Had a big 17-point first half. Hasn't made a basket in the second. Simons with it, right wing, double team. Throws it on the baseline, not with conviction, and it's stolen away. Nicholas County turns it over. Simons in the backcourt, putting pressure on. They go to Fox. Fox double-teamed, and Coach Boosie's going to burn her last time out right here. So Mason County calls this a minute 13 to play. The Lady Royals with a 5-point lead. Final timeout called. We'll be back in 1 minute here on your Gateway radio station.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Mason County with the ball and a 5-point lead. We've got a minute to play. They spread the floor. Deflected pass, and it's going to be a turnover. Lady Royals spread the floor. And I tell you what, I'm really impressed. Simon, she's a freshman, but, boy, they look to her to do a lot.
They sure do.
Here's Banks. Banks had a shot at the basket and traveled. So an empty possession. Coach Letcher telling his team to pick him up. Match up. It'll be Mason County needing to get the ball in bounds. They're up 5. Downs Perry throws it in. Caught there by Reed. Races to the baseline. Throws a high lob to Young, who caught it. And a foul called on Carpenter, who looks disappointed and disgusted as she gets up. That would be her 4th foul.
Right, look who's on the line.
Yeah, it may not be a bad strategy there, rather than letting seconds tick off the clock.
And
0 for 5 is Young at the line.
Turning and putting it in. She got one.
Well, she makes a free throw here.
Well, that gets it up to 6. It's getting a little bleaker for Nicholas.
2-point game, or 2-possession game, and this can be a big free throw, and Young wedges that one in. She's made her last 2 after going 0 for 5.
Yeah, down 7.
Entry pass into Davis. High post to Humphreys. Got in deep. Left-hand bank shot. Not there. Young tried to get the rebound, and they let him play underneath. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Young. Davis much shorter, battling Young, but her hustle gets the ball back for her team, Nicholas County. Down 7. Over to Humphreys. 3-point shot. Good from the right baseline.
That trims it to 4 here. We still have 37 and a half seconds left in this one. 53-49.
Timeout called by Nicholas County as that 3-point shot by Humphreys is hit. As Bobby says, 4-point game. 30-second break. Back after this brief message.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Well, the situation is it will be Mason County with the basketball. They need to come the length of the floor. It's the Royals with a 53-49 lead over the Nicholas County Lady Jackets. Lady Jackets, they still have 2 timeouts left. There is no timeouts remaining for Mason County. Both teams in the 2-shot bonus. Possession arrow favors the Lady Royals. So they need to get the ball inbounds. Hughes throws it to Young. Young gets it in the middle of the floor. Reed driving in, throws
that
up a layup. She scored.
Do it there.
That might have done it. Simons with 25 seconds crosses midcourt to Carpenter. Got to get a shot off. Drop it baseline. Davis lets a 3 go. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Simons put it up. She's tired. Couldn't score it at the rim. Going away with it the other way. Mason County, 10 seconds. Skip it out there and with it is Fox. Simon steals it. 5 seconds in a run out. Simon's at the rim, put it in, and draws a foul, and then one. Alexis Young trailed the play and fouled her.
But we only have 3.1 left.
So Simon's got the layup. She'll be there for the free throw. And I guess you just clank it off and try to get you a 3-point shot with 3 seconds. I don't know if she can do that. There's 3.1 seconds.
Try to make it.
Yeah, she made the free throw. And another timeout called by Nicholas County. Well, the winner of this one gets a date for Friday night in the semifinals. It's Mason County up by 3, leading Nicholas County back in 30 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Joel Boone here, Bobby Baldwin with me. 3.1 seconds left in this game, and Mason County leading 55-52. Nicholas County's got to go for a steal and hit a 3 if they want to play on. If not, Mason County will play GRC on Friday. It'll be Olivia Hughes to get it inbounds, and they get it into Young, and she's fouled immediately with 2.5 seconds remaining on the clock. We'll walk the length of the floor. Now, this isn't a given. Young was 0 for 5 at the foul line, but she hit her last 2 free throws, so maybe feeling a little better about her shot.
And in that earlier game where she scored 30 of their 47 points, she was 6 of 8 from the line. So maybe this has been an unusual shooting deal for her.
Well, she missed a free throw, and if it comes off hot and long like that, if Nicholas County, with no Mason County players on the lane, yep. Four players are lined up at midcourt. If she misses this one, Nicholas County can have a shot, but she made the second one, and that pretty much sealed the fate. Simons, she'll launch it from beyond midcourt. That'll do it. Mason County, they survive a scare. Nicholas County gave them a good game, but the Lady Royals, they prevail in a final over Nicholas County, 56-52. So the high school in this tournament with 295 students.
Yeah.
Nicholas County, they won 22 games this year. They went 9-0 in their district, 14-4 within 10th region play. They go out tonight in the opening round, and Coach Letcher, proud of his girls.
Oh, yeah.
He's not pouting. He's smiling, congratulating the Mason County team. And Coach Boucher's team, they prevailed in the final. Boy, it was anybody's game, Bobby, on this one.
Well, it surely was. And when they got that last basket there inside the final 20 seconds, they threw the ball into Alexis Young and let her bring it up the court. And had they fouled her immediately, then they may have had a little better shot, but they have to hand it to both teams. They flat gave it their all, and the Mason County team was just a little bit better tonight. So congratulations to the Lady Royals and Nicholas County with a tremendous season.
Well, they're going to announce the 10th Region All-Tournament team player, and I don't think there's any surprise here.
To number 4 from Nicholas County, Maggie Simons.
Maggie Simons gets the all-tournament team, and why not? This 5'7 freshman scored 27 points in her effort tonight. She joins the all-tournament team. What we'll do is we'll take a one-minute commercial break. When we come back, Bobby and I will wrap it up. Game scoring, stats, and comments all right here from Bourbon County High School. 10th Region Tournament opening round concluded. We'll be back to tell you about it in 1 minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
The opening round of the girls 10th region tournament, it is concluded tonight, and George Rogers Clark, they won the opener over Scott quite handily, and then here tonight quite the opposite. It was a game that went right down to the final, and it's Mason County who prevail as they defeat Nicholas County in the final here. Quickly run through some of these numbers here unofficially. The score in the final was 56-52 in favor of Mason County. The Lady Royals, they shoot 8 of 21 from three-point range. They only made one three-point shot in the second half of play. And it was Nicholas County. They go 5 of 22 from behind the arc. In turnovers in the game, Mason County with 21 turnovers. They turned it over 14 times in the second half, while Nicholas County, they had 17 miscues. It was a 10-9 edge for Mason County in second chance scoring. It was a 12-8 edge for Nicholas County over Mason in fast break points. At the foul line, Mason County went 10 of 21, while Nicholas County, they finished 8 for 13. In a I hate to say a losing effort. She played hard, scored half her team's points in this 127 for Maggie Simons, an all-tournament team performance for Nicholas County. 12 in the game for Tessa Humphreys, 7 scored by Caroline Banks, 6 in the game for Nabea Davis. You also had Kenley Feeback and Sydney Carpenter both played, but did not score in this game. 24 points for Amira Reed in the final, as she had 17 points in the first half. Played big at the foul line, 24 in the night for her. 15 points for the post player, Alexis Young. She got 13 points in the second half of play. Other scoring for Mason County, 12 scored by Carly Buttery before she fouled out. You had 3 points for Olivia Hughes, 2 points in the game by Adrienne Downs-Perry. Again, 56-52 a final. We've got a game Friday night coming up. That will be semifinals, as George Rogers Clark will play Mason County. So tomorrow night here, you're going to have Bracken County taking on Pendleton County. That will be here at Bourbon County High School. That tip time at 6 o'clock. Campbell County plays Montgomery County tomorrow night, 7:45, the tip in that one. So, again, Mason County wins tonight, 56-52. They'll play GRC on Friday. Bobby, appreciate it, and we'll turn it over to the other broadcast crew, and they'll be covering tomorrow.
Well, and rest assured, folks, you're going to get a quality call tomorrow night, and we certainly appreciate everyone being on the network tonight for these two games. They were very exciting. It's been a privilege to work with you, Joel, and to be part of the broadcast. So we'll see everybody Friday night, and yet tomorrow night, don't forget, two more games upcoming.
That's going to do it from Bourbon County High School, girls 10th region play. And that's going to do it for our on-site engineer, Hayes McMakin. Back at the studio, Jeff West. We appreciate him so much. Good board. His production helped us greatly. Bobby Baldwin beside me. Joel Bennett saying, thanks for listening. Good night, everyone.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.